Dear God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for that Lion of Judah that breaks every chain. God, I'm so thankful that whom you've made free is free indeed. Lord, help us then to soar this morning. God, help us truly to take flight today. God, allowing you to expand these wings this morning, these wings of faith, God, and the truth and love doctrine, Lord, to let go and, God, just truly take flight. Mount up, God. It's time. Lord, help us to lay aside all these weights today. Help us to not be distracted by these things, God, and tend upon you. God, to attend upon your Son. Lord, to not think about anything else but Jesus. But Jesus. Thank you for Jesus. Lord, thank you for that keeper and protector. Thank you for that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Thank you for the faithful and true one. Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you for Jesus. And Lord, as we go into the Word today, God, anoint us to receive everything. God, everything that you have. Lord, let us be patient and still to take it all in. Help us not to be anxious, Lord. Help us not to turn to the left or to the right. But God, to truly want to walk that narrow way. That way that truly is pressed out of measure, God. That precious fiery furnace where, Lord, the refining fire comes. And Lord, we come forth more precious than gold tried in the fire. Lord, help us to look to your truth today. Lord, encourage our hearts to receive it. And again, may we see more of the beauty of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. If you'd open up your Bibles today, we're going to Proverbs, the 29th chapter. And we'll begin reading in the 18th verse, just a precious little teeny, incredible, monumental phrase. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Now listen to that. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Now I don't know about you, but you ever read a verse about 10,000 times over? And it may have encouraged your heart for years, but somehow, some way, you're not reading it anymore and the Holy Ghost is reading it to you. Man, he says, son, there's something here I got for you. I want you to see there's something more here. And brothers and sisters, I'm here by God's grace to share it with you this morning. Where there is no vision, where there is no vision, the people perish. There's a lot of gravity in that statement. No matter how you look at it, I think about my precious daddy. And how he'd often say to me, son, you got to see it to be it. And he'd smile at me. And what he meant there is truly what's on the surface of this verse, and it's a precious surface. You got to have a revelation. You got to have a vision of it, an understanding, a goal. You have to see it, brothers and sisters, in order for that transformation to truly happen in your life, even naturally speaking. I'm looking at many young people I've grown up with in this meeting today. And I'm thinking, you know, my goodness, you remember me as a snotty-nosed kid. Maybe you still think of me that way, I don't know. But I'm thinking about many of my peers, brothers and sisters in the Lord, and the transformation of the sons of God. I know my brother back there, to think how he was in high school, and then he went to college, had a goal to become an engineer, and so many of those stories and precious truths. And I thank God for those moms and dads that helped instill that confidence, brothers and sisters. And that's what it is. It's a confidence that needs to be there. It's not just, as the Word calls it, by a hope and a prayer. It's, Lord, I'm committing it to you. I know that you are able. I know that you are for me. And praise God, if this is something that you've put before my life, I know that you're well able to get her done. And I'm so thankful how precious and simple that is for our lives, brothers and sisters. And it never ends. But today we're talking about the vision for the purpose and the goal that nothing is even worthy to be compared, not even worthy to be uttered in comparison. Brothers and sisters, I'll get real specific without a vision or a revelation of Paul's gospel. That's why I love Proverbs. They don't just sit aside on a shelf by themselves. Praise the Lord. It's all part of the precious pattern of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the love fades, the inspiration wanes. But brothers and sisters, there's more here. And the Holy Ghost set me down and he said, "Now son, I got something to tell you and I want you to listen." And I'm telling you, it was as audible as the word of the Lord ever spoke to my heart. There's something more than just seeing something here. There's something more than just a vision. And praise be to God, the Holy Ghost encouraged my heart to go search these things out. And he revealed these things to me. The phrase really translates better. Where there is no ecstatic, passionate state. Listen, far more than a vision, it means ecstatic. Where there is no ecstatic, passionate state, the people ignore it. They let it loose. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what, the Lord has been after us for some time now about knowing the love of Christ. That's Paul's gospel. To know the love of Christ. What do you think about that? That word knowledge. A lot of people say, "Oh, I know how Jesus loves me. He died for me." Praise God. You know that? You're a child of the King. But to know the love of God. The intimacy of it. And that word, you start rightfully dividing that word. It means the intimacy, the knowledge of a husband and a wife. The depth of a knowledge between two people that surpasses every other depth. But there's even more, because this is God we're talking about. By my Spirit, saith the Lord. He takes you into places that, my goodness, we got a peach to talk about tasting. But we know very well it's far beyond the peach. You just got to go. But brothers and sisters, without this passionate, ecstatic state in our heart, we will ignore these things. We will not, again, hold them dear to our lives. When God says, "Embrace me," when God says, "Let me be your first love," when God says, "Hold fast the crown that thou hast, that no man take thy crown," he means what he's talking about. You've been given that message. And praise be to God, I know most all here have been touched with the reality of that, that that's not just words, that's Jesus Christ and his wonderful servant, the Holy Ghost, speaking to you. I'm going to have a wife. My Father's purpose and plan and goal is for me to have a wife, a people for my name's sake, one that will come forth filled with all the fullness of God. They're going to behold the glory of God as she comes down and descends from heaven. She is going to be the one that rules and reigns jointly with Jesus Christ. She completes him. And she's the one that has allowed him to complete her now. That's the truth. It says, "His wife hath made herself ready." Listen to that. Not the bride has made herself ready. The wife, she occupies as his wife. She abides, praise God, not in any confidence in her, but "Lord, I understand this. I only want to be found in your righteousness, the righteousness of God, which is of Jesus Christ." That's the only righteousness there could ever be. And when I'm found in that righteousness alone, all by grace, hallelujah, right into the midst of the throne together with the Lord. Is that the confidence we have in the gospel of Christ? I pray it is. See, that's not putting any emphasis or confidence in me. It's all in Christ in me, the hope of glory. It's all by His Spirit, saith the Lord. It's all of His grace. And as the sister sang, His wondrous mercy. Praise God. That lifts me up and encourages me on. All because of His love for me. All because of beautiful Jesus. And what His purpose and plan is for my life. But brothers and sisters, the only way that this transformation is really going to happen in our lives, where we really become ecstatic and passionate for the things of God, is that we need to grow and know the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's how you become excited about someone. You might be captivated by somebody's beauty when you first see them. They might be just so awe-inspired. Oh my goodness. Love at first sight. That's incredible. But love at first sight can end very quickly. Oh my goodness, what was on the inside of that is awfully scary. It's mean. It's all of these different things. Come on now. But when you see how beautiful something is the first time, and Jesus Christ is beautiful. Oh, there's no beauty upon Him that we would behold Him in a physical sense. But let me tell you something. Oh, to behold the Lamb of God, there's nothing more beautiful. Absolutely nothing. And we know that. But as by God's grace, He draws you in and you get to abide in fellowship with Him. Oh, the beauty of the Lord. It's beyond words. It is just beyond words, but praise God. He said, by my Spirit, yea, the deep things of God. And the deep things of God, brothers and sisters, is not what people are thinking. Oh, I got a vision of heaven and, oh my goodness, all of the glorious angels singing and the streets of gold and the crystal sea. No, I'm telling you, the vision is the heart of God. And the vision of the heart of God is in Paul's gospel. Honeys, I want you to be to the praise of the glory of my grace. The praise of the glory of my grace. You've been touched by grace just to be a child of God. You had to be touched by grace because it had to be grace that caused you to cry out to say, I believe that He is the Son of God. He's my Savior. How wonderful. But then that grace, if you'll go on, will immerse your life. It'll fill your life. It'll take the things of Christ and make them mine. It takes that Holy Spirit, praise God, to shed the love of God abroad in our hearts. And it is. It's the love, as the brother prayed about this morning. God is setting this up, that we love one another. The brotherly love, the Philadelphia saints. Not some superficial thing. Not where, okay, I give my brother $5, that's good, pat on the back, and there they go. Or maybe even, boy, I'm really good, I have them over for Thanksgiving dinner. That's all well and good, and if it's in the name of Jesus, praise be to God. But I'm talking about the love of Christ in you and Christ in me. That we want to dwell together and pray for one another to finish with a full joy. That praise the Lord when we're in these deep trials, that sure, yes, we are in sorrow with one another, but we're encouraged because we look to the Word of God. And we know that it's when we are weak, then He is strong. And my strength is made perfect in your weakness. And praise the Lord that this is the way you must go. If you're wanting to reign with me, you're going to suffer with me. And praise God, you don't have to try to get to suffering. Don't be stupid like that. If He gives you a reprieve for a moment, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But I don't look over my shoulder, but I know more's coming. A lot of people say, oh, that's the biggest trial I've ever been through. No, it hasn't. You're drawing breath. He's going to perfect you the more and more. He says, honey, you're going to rise up out of them ashes. And you're going to be beautiful. You're going to be glorious. Because you're going to be like me. You're going to be like me. We grow up into Him in all things. And think about how Jesus in His life, how He was beautiful from the get-go. We know that, but He became more beautiful all along. And the most beautiful that He ever became was the Lamb upon the cross. Even though He was despised of the shame, even though He was the worm, even though the Father had to turn from Him and say, I can't be with you, son. You're going to be utterly alone. That was the most beautiful moment of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because it opened up everything for us to be the sons of God and to grow into the mature sons of God and to enter into that place upon that cross with Him as His wounded side, the rib portion, the bride. Listen to these things. Listen. I don't know much how much more time we have. Let them penetrate today. The Holy Ghost is there. He wants this in our lives. He wants this again, this ecstatic. I'm ecstatic. I'm in sorrow because of what he did, but praise God, I'm so thankful for what he did because I'm risen with him. I'm seated together with him. And praise be to God. My goodness, maybe one day, even in the midst of the throne, ruling and reigning, glorified together. As we're always beholding the Lamb, but yet he's beholding us. Oh my. I got to stay with it. But oh, King David. You know, I love our brothers and sisters in the Old Testament. I just love them so much. I so thank God that the word of the Lord speaks so clearly and concisely and specifically. They witness to us of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I'm so thankful to the Lord and his faithfulness. And I love the brethren. They're alive. Praise God. They're my body. I'm part of that body with them. And I know them because I know them in the Lord. Do you know that? This ain't some weird stuff. It's just what it is. I know them in the Lord. And praise be to God, I'm understanding and knowing that heart that was after the very heart of God. Not because of anything of me. But again, the word of God did not return void. And he's got a purpose and he's got success for the word of the Lord. But there was David. He was the man after God's own heart. And praise the Lord, if there was anybody in the Old Testament that so exuded this status or state of an ecstatic heart, it was this brother. And it wasn't just in his words. It was in his entire life. And I love it. This was the guy who wrote that heaven is sounding brass. Come on! This is the one that was on his pillow and it became a river. He almost drowned in his tears. But God, the fervency never stopped. See, even in those long nights, even in those despairing times, there was always the strumming at that heart. Honey, I'm here, I'm there, come on now. This said never changed. I'm taking you through something here. Ecstatic, son, ecstatic. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to come through this more mighty. Praise the Lord. You're going to grow through this. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is my Father's purpose. Now, there were ones that were about him that I am confident that wanted to judge his whole entire life by one or two incidents. See, that's how people are. That's how they, see, there's a little one happy in Jesus right now. Praise God. But again, there's ones that wanted to judge him like that. Again, by maybe a failure or something that was, again, a lack of faith. But see, that only brought more passion to his life. That was the amazing thing about the thing of God, is that God brought that passion to him when things were down. God brought that passion to him when people that were dear to him maybe tried to keep him quiet. It all started, you know, even with Goliath. His own brother said, how dare you? You know, you're just a really skinny runt. Get out of here. You're going to let this uncircumcised Philistine talk about your God like that? I don't care if I'm 8, 12, 15. It doesn't matter. He's going to meet the Lord God of hosts today. And he ain't going to do it through this armor that don't fit me. He's not going to do it through all you chickens. God has an appointment with me today, and you're going to meet my God. Now, see, that's how it started with this brother. Then he had a wife that mocked him, said, what are you doing? You're a king. You're supposed to be dignified. And here you are dancing naked before the people. What's the matter with you? He said, honey, you hadn't seen nothing yet. I want to be fruitful. How about you? See, what happens in that kind of state, and it goes on, it wasn't just a one-time affair. You turn from the love and the grace of God, your life will shut down from any fruit being produced. It's one of the saddest things I've ever seen. People that know the depth, that know it, the message of Paul, and yet the love has ceased, and the fruit is gone. That's not me. That's just, again, the word of the Lord telling it. I'm going to tell it as it is. And you're going to live evidence of the word of God because the word of God is true. It's yea and amen. You will not get away from it. You cannot make your own way. There is but one way. And then you think about David. My goodness. He has that great failure with Bathsheba and Uriah. And again, I'm sure there were ones that say, okay, now, go get in your corner. You're done. You had your moment. You're out of here. You go live dejected. You go put your head down. And maybe we'll visit you once in a while, but you get out of here. And that's when he said, oh no, you hadn't seen nothing yet. Before thee and thee only have I sinned. And the case is closed. That's what that means. It's none of your business. It's God's business. And he's dealt with me. And that's where it is. And that's where it ends. Amen? All right. Now, why then? Why was this passion so overwhelming in this brother? We'll hurry along, but I think of Psalm 119:103. How sweet are thy words unto my taste. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You got to taste it, honeys. We're talking about Genesis 24. There were a lot of well sippers. That's what I call them. They went down to the well to draw and go. But we're talking about abiding. Now listen to these words. It says, how sweet are the words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I mean, this is who this guy was, brothers and sisters. The evidence of real passion for something is that you want to know more about it. You want to know more about it. It never grows old by God's grace. And the more that you know about it, the sweeter and greater and more incredible it gets. And I thank the Lord that here it is in our word, praise God. If we will allow the Holy Ghost to do it, he will do this for you. Now, I talk to people time and time again, and brothers and sisters, we have all been there. There's nothing uncommon here. It's all common because it's our flesh. And I hear these things. Oh, brother, I don't feel like reading the Word of God. It's just like a dry time. I try to read the Bible and I don't understand it. Or I try to read the Word of God and I just don't want to. I'm in such a drought right now. I just feel like I'm just hardened to it. Well, that's good. You got it. You got it. That's exactly what's going on. I understand that very well. I have been there. But brothers and sisters, let God. There's grace there always to bend a knee. There always is. Let God. Take the moment to let God. Take the moment to let the Holy Ghost woo your heart. Believe it or not, brothers and sisters, see, God has made us this way. He has. Do you realize that the life that you now live, you live by faith? Think of that. God wants you to have faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. See, that's the enemy. He just wants to keep us away from the Word of God. Oh, I don't feel like it. God, give me grace. Give me grace to let you. Open this up to me. Give me grace have the power to hear the Word of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, it goes on from there. It's so wonderful how he does this, is that not only is the life that we live by faith, you are vessels prepared afore unto glory. Do you realize who you are? Do you realize that you are the only thing that he has ever made that has the ability to receive faith? A dog's got to be a dog. A cat's got to be a cat. But you, brothers and sisters, God has caused man, and man does this very well. You're going to worship something. Man's going to worship something, but he wants you to worship God. You're either going to worship your despair, yourself, your money, fame, your looks, whatever it may be. But God wants you to worship him. And you're built for that. He did. He said, I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the Lord. That's just the enemy that's telling you, no, that's not you. No, you're not like that. That young man or that lady, they just have a heart for God. You just don't. Yes, you do. Let God do it for you, brothers and sisters. He wants this for you. It's His plan and His purpose and His desire. That's when you give it up to the grace of God. That's what it is. Lord, I believe that this is what Your Word tells me, and it is for me. It's not for the guy in the fifth pew or the one that's over there. It's for me. Then it becomes mine. Hallelujah. And line upon line comes into our lives. Every single life that's sitting in this place. And if there are ones that are running well, you know that it's the truth. It was line upon line. And there were times, and there will be times, that heaven sounds like brass. God, it doesn't seem like anything's getting through. But it doesn't matter anymore because Your Word is true. And even if I believe not, You abide faithful. That gets me every time. Every time. It breaks through everything, brothers and sisters, because God cannot be moved. I am a son of God. I am forever a son of God. I can never be separated from the Son of God. Hallelujah. It is the seed that came into my life the moment I said, Jesus, I believe. And it is the seed that remaineth. And it will never change. It is so awesome. I can't go back and tell my parents, I'm sorry, I don't want your DNA anymore. That would be absolute. They would commit me. They say, what kind of nut are you? How much more being born of God? How much more? Is anything hard for God? Is that harder for God? In the 82nd Psalm, David says, my soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. My heart, my flesh crieth out for the living God. I mean, this was real to him. And matter of fact, it was more real to him than anything. Are we there? Is your place that you are seated together in the heavens with Christ, is that more real to you than seated in the pew at 1701 at this moment? It better be. You're there. Because the Word of God said it. I am a citizen of heaven. This was his groaning. This is what reigned in David, his every thought. And as we close this up here, you think about, he was the greatest of the kings of Israel. I mean, this was a handsome guy. This was a sharp guy. This was a stunning man. I mean, he might have been the littlest and the puniest and all that, but once God started to raise that fella up, let me tell you something, he came forth, and he did come forth, and they noticed him. The people loved him. How many leaders today do we have that the people love? Not for very long, but they sang, they made songs for him. My goodness, he was the warrior of warriors. I mean, this guy and the natural brothers and sisters, he had it all, but none of that had him. None of it. It didn't have him at all. His obsession, his compassion, his all-consuming passion were for the courts of the Lord. It was to see Jesus. It was the simplicity of the gospel of Christ that nothing was to compare with the heart of God. God has shown me his heart. God has shown you his heart. And yea, even a better thing to you than even he showed to David. And David was still beyond. He was a nut for Jesus. It was wonderful. He gave it up. It didn't matter to him. I'm a king, so what? Praise God that he's put me here. I understand there's a lot of responsibility. But the thing that I want to do is I want to win him with what he's given me. I want to overcome, praise God, to what he has given me in Christ. He knew it was the blood. Praise God, he was such a type. He was the heart of Paul in the Old Testament. He was. He was the one that said, if by any means, praise God. And Paul said, if by any means I may attain unto that out resurrection. Let me tell you something. That's called the marriage trump. And it is. It's the first trump. It's the wedding trump. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He He said, sure, I was a great man in this old world, Paul said. I was a Pharisee of Pharisee. And then when I became a Christian, oh my goodness, what the grace of God that was with me did. I suffered the loss of all things. I suffered more than any of you fellas. But I count it all dung. There's not one bit of laurel I hang on that. You know, we've had some pretty good times in here, haven't we? And I think, Lord, you've allowed us to share some sweet word. But praise be to God, it wasn't any of us. It was the grace of God that was with us. And I'm so thankful for all these things, but Lord, it's all but dung, but for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Oh, I think we finally get it, brothers and sisters. I do. I'm excited for us in Jesus. I am. I'm so grateful to God. But you know, all the time he's even saying, wake up the more. Man, I'm telling you, it's like taking your vision beyond 2020. Let's go to 2015. Let's go to eagle vision, honey. Oh, I want you to peer into my heart. I want you to see more of me. And I guess sometimes I've said in my own life, I said, Lord, help me to quit playing church. Help me to quit playing church. That this is beyond church. This is the word of the Lord. Praise God. This is the reason that we live is Christ. And I believe that we believe it. But now, brothers and sisters, it's time to really take hold of all the word of the Lord. To allow it all, and I'm talking about all the perfect and complete will of God to really be worked in our lives. To go on, to never think that, oh, I know this story and I love the Lord and praise God, I'm in the bride. Don't you say that. You have not apprehended yet. But this one thing I know. And that's what keeps me coming after him. That's what keeps me, by God's grace, reaching for more grace, grace for grace. Oh, hallelujah, brothers and sisters. We need to give him just a little bit more time for truth in our lives. Every single one of us, every one of us, more time for Jesus. Oh, yes, just as he said to those disciples right before he was about to take off there in the garden. He came to them. He was sad. He says, oh, couldn't you tarry just a little while longer? Let me tell you something, that enemy's coming and he's going to sift you like wheat if you don't watch out. He's going to steal from you. That's all he's about, brothers and sisters. But you got the power of my might to hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. What do you want today, brothers and sisters? What do we want? See, I want the Lion of Judah to come in here and to break every chain, because by God's grace it's finished and it has been done. And I'm so thankful. I want that Lion to ravish my heart even the more, that I'm ready to take off by God's grace, that I'm ready to go, hallelujah. I'm so thankful that whom he has made free is free indeed. I know that my soul is free, but now it's time for my spirit to get free. Brothers and sisters, I'm talking about that emotional tie to God, that Lord, take the cork off. Let it just flow out by God's grace. Let the rivers of living water flow out of my belly. And praise be to God, be a blessing to you. And that is what it is, brothers and sisters. It is a passion. It's an ecstatic praise God of love that he will bring through our lives, brothers and sisters, because it's his desire. It is his desire. And praise the Lord, he has it here for us today. He does. God, thank you. Let's just praise him. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. I ache for you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you for this time. And Lord, thank you. Oh, God, that you're strumming that song, come out from among them, come unto me. Come out from among them and be ye separate. Oh God, let us take the better part. Lord, let us know that the precious words of I will go are the most valuable and precious and honorable words that we could ever give to you, Lord Jesus. And you are faithful. You have come for thy words, as you've said, Lord God. And you are here and you are dealing with our lives, Lord God. And praise your name for your love. Praise your name for your greatness. Praise your name for your care for your people. Lord, we commit this to you in every life here, God. We say, Lord, take all of me. God, help us to come forward and say, Lord, take all of me. Praise you, Jesus. And it's all by your grace. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.